Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Online Network. We are your co-hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
August, baby. My month. Mm-hmm. Leo's represent.
There you go.
It's all about the football now, baby. And
yeah, preseason starts next week.
Yeah,
I'm ready to roll, baby.
Yeah, all the training camps have begun.
Ready to roll.
You know, that train is coming.
Injuries are starting to pile.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
You know, I just seen a little thing with the Hall of Fame. I'm seeing the dudes come down the aisle. I didn't get to see the whole when they got their jackets and stuff, but just seeing them come down the hall, getting their name pronounced and getting their handshakes from all these Hall of Famers. That's like, wow. Yeah. Andre Reed.
Yeah. Like Michael Strahan and them boys.
Mm-hmm. Walter Jones, man. So you just be like, look at them greats. I wonder who's going to come out and be great this season.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's what you love about football, man.
Telling you.
And we over here ready, and we got something special for you. You know, this month is all football, so we're trying to preview every division, get to some football talk, look at some of these teams coming through, vying for the Super Bowl championship.
I'll give y'all some fantasy catch y'all should look out for on each team.
Okay.
That way y'all got the heads up.
Trying to bring it over here for y'all.
Yes, sir.
This is the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. You can find this on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. Under Black Is, you can also go to the website, blackisonline.com. You can find everything about us there. If you got any questions, you want to chime in, comments, feedback, give us your thoughts, what's up, chop it up with us. Hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You know, we get them, we'll read them on the show, respond to you there.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know. We will definitely get back at you.
All right. So we're going to do this by regions, y'all. So
All right,
this week we are going down south.
Hey.
Starting with the south.
My neck of the woods.
You know, it's a little humid today, but you know.
It ain't nothing compared to the south.
It ain't nothing like the south.
I ain't complaining.
We've been through that.
Yes, sir.
But let's start with the AFC first, man. You know, right now, looking at how it ended last season, you know, Indianapolis, 11-5. You know, second year for
Andrew Mr. Luck.
Yeah.
Whoop.
You know, putting his name with the big boys.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, so, you know, came out real well. Tennessee, 7-9, you know, whatever. Jacksonville struggled, and, you know, Houston just imploded. I mean, it was bad.
It was horrible.
Let's start with the reigning division champs right now.
You know, go ahead. Let's go ahead.
We say coming off of a great year. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. You got Robert Mathis, who's out 4 games.
Hey, but they got their first round pick from last year. Let me get his name right. I believe it's Bijorn. Mm-hmm. Bijorn out of Florida State. So they got a pass rusher. So, I mean, that hopefully he can hold the fort while Mr. Mathis is out due to the kind of BS suspension. But, you know, that's whatever. But they'll be all right. As long as they got Mr. Luck and he's upright and healthy, they'll be good.
Reggie Wayne coming off the injury. Trent Richardson, see what he's going to bring this year.
Yeah, you know, hasn't done much. Bjorn Werner. Let me get his name right.
All right. Well, him and Amon Bradshaw vying for that spot. We already talked about Vic Ballard, mm-hmm. you know, who's down. You know, they gone through some injury, you know, season. I think they added Hakeem Nicks.
Yeah, they were able to get Hakeem Nicks on a 1-year deal. Who's the other cat they got in the draft? His name is Dante McCreef out of Mississippi. Got a nice height-speed combination going on, about 6'2", 220. So he's a big guy. Got 4'4 wheels, so he can be a deep threat. I allow your T.Y. Hilton on the team. But one of the underrated moves I think that they made that nobody's really talking about was the acquisition of DeQuell Jackson at middle mm-hmm. linebacker. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to help their defense, veteran guy, leader, you know, and is really stout against the run. So that's really going to help them out. But like I said, as long as Andrew Luck is there, you know, he's going to take a lot of the pressure off of Trent Richardson, who is due for a bounce back season. I think most of us are expecting him to bounce back. But it's going to be Luck, man. It's all Luck, and he is the guy as far as fantasy-wise goes. I think he's first-round caliber at this point. He's a dude you really need to look at the back end of the first round. If, you know, kind of the wide receivers and, you know, the halfbacks are gone. If you're looking at quarterbacks, look really hard at Andrew Luck, because you know he's going to get the opportunity to throw the ball.
Yep.
He's going to run to get extra yardage, which means he's probably going to run for some touchdowns. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that he throws a lot, you know he's going to get a lot of yards. He's going to get a lot of touchdowns. So, you know, it is what it is. He is the guy to look out for as far as, you know, fantasy-wise. But, I mean, of course, you know, Trent Richardson's another obvious candidate. But don't pick him too early. Fifth, sixth round. That's where you want to get him. That's value right there. So, you know, look out for that, too. So just look out. And, you know, Indy, I'm sure, will be reigning champs again in this division. No doubt in my mind.
No, I think they will. Looks like, you know, I'm looking at their schedule. Their schedule is not really too crazy.
Yeah, not at all.
Starting off at Denver.
You know, loss.
You know, week 7, 8, and 9 playing Cincinnati, at Pittsburgh, at the Giants. And then after that bye, going, you know, playing New England at home.
Ooh, okay. It's going to be a nice test mm-hmm. for them.
And, you know, that's they can get through that. That's fine. But, I mean, the rest of it, I mean.
Their division's kind of up in arms.
Yeah.
So,
you know, they do play the, looks like, NFC East this year. So, you know. That's the one, too. But, you know, I do like the Colts, too, on that. Let's go to Tennessee. Mm. No more Chris Johnson.
We got Ken Whisenhunt now as head coach. Yeah, Chris Johnson's gone. They got Bishop Sankey out of Washington, a rookie running back. They also got Sean Green, the former New York Jet. Yeah, it's kind of up in arms right now. Jake Locker, quarterback, kind of erratic. They lost Ryan Fitzpatrick as he went to the division rival Texans to be their quarterback. So backup wise, they really don't have one. Kendall Wright, you know, always steady. If Jake Locker can get him the ball, then they'll be good. Otherwise, you know, they lost Kenny Britt. They didn't really use him much last year, but I'm hearing nothing but good things about him in St. Louis's camp. And, I mean, they're switching now from a 4-3 to a 3-4 defense. Ray Horton, defensive coordinator, great guy, great mind. But that's a lot of transitioning going on right there. So I'm not really expecting – I'm expecting them to be like they always are, which is kind of mediocre, middle of the pack. 7-9, 8-8-ish.
Yeah.
That's what I'm expecting. That's what they normally are. So, I mean, that's just, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at –
history says,
you know,
that's what they'll be.
I mean, last year –
oh, they what, 7-9? 6-10?
Yeah, 7-9.
Thank you. It's like they're either 7-9, 8-8, 9-7. It's like right around there. They're always, every year. They're never weak, but they're never great. I'm just serious. The Titans are just like, they're always there.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you a tough game every now and then, but for the most part, it's, you know, I mean, it's a W.
I mean, but they, that's how they are. They've been average. You know, and it's just need to see what they go down there. Sean Green now, who's the running back.
Lost some weight, but I'm not expecting much. Avoid him in fantasy if you can.
Yeah, and then hitting towards the bottom. I mean, look, after that, Jacksonville from last year, they was 4-12. I mean, what? Got Blake Bortles and Malcolm Lee in the draft.
In case y'all are wondering, there really is nobody from the Titans to pick up, minus Kendall Wright. That's it. So that's what you're getting fantasy-wise from me for that team.
Nah, for real.
Jacksonville, I like what they're doing. Okay. Gus Bradley, I like what he's doing. He came from the Seattle, you know, defensive-minded coach. They let go of my boy Maurice Jones-Drew.
Yeah.
It was time. It was time. It was just time, you know. Blake Bortles, surprise pick, I guess, from a lot of people. For me, it wasn't a surprise. I mean, this is a guy who was playing in their backyard. I'm sure they had several years to scout him, and I'm sure they saw enough they needed to see. And to me, like I said, when they picked him up, a big thing for a lot of people that they don't put into context is the weather condition in Jacksonville. So, I mean, you got a kid who played in Florida, can play under the conditions and succeed. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be that big of a transition playing in the weather in Jacksonville. So, I mean, they said they're not going to force him in, which is smart. This is why I like Jacksonville. They're doing the smart thing. They're going about it the smart way. They got Marquise Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Allen Robinson out of Penn State in the draft. Got two young receivers. They're building. They let go of that nonsense of, what was it? Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Did they get rid of him?
Yes, they did. Traded him to San Francisco. It was about time. You got to go.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was about to go.
And then they got that Justin Blackman shit.
I mean, besides the DUI, his idiotic self got. I mean,
they're starting over.
Yeah.
I mean, they was boo-booing the run last year, second to last in rushing, and now you have no more reason to. Like, okay, yeah, y'all can't rush.
As far as fantasy-wise for them, I would just say look out Mercedes Lewis at tight end. I think would be a nice pickup at the middle, you know, bottom end of the draft. And also look out for the young rookies, Marquise Lee, Allen Robinson. I mean, they really ain't got no targets to throw to. Cecil Shorts is always hurt. So
I'll go see if you brought him out. Like, okay.
Cecil Shorts is always hurt now. He's always hurt. So I'm like, I can't rely on Cecil Shorts. So, you know, Marquise Lee in maybe the 8th round, 9th round, Allen Robinson probably later on in the 12th, you know, or depending on how deep your draft goes, maybe the 9th, 10th round. I don't know. But, you know, if you're just going for a flyer, and they're on there, take a flyer on them.
Yeah.
Defensively, I think they'll be improved, but not improved enough to really see leaps and bounds. So, I mean, I expect Blake Bortles to get in mid-season. Mid-season, he will be in.
Yeah.
They'll have a high first-round pick again next year.
Have a new pick next year.
Yep, another high pick.
Man. Oh, my God. Yeah, they should be, if I remember to talk about it at at some point, if I'm leaving it with them this whole stadium supposedly finally listening to me say, and build it, and they will come. Jacksonville is on that list. You know, just leave. I mean, honestly, like, why would you not in an area that gets no love sports-wise? You ain't making no money. Meanwhile, there's a team. Like, there's basically a stadium. It'd be like, look, it would be a state-of-the-art football stadium in the second-largest market that hasn't had a pro football team in, like, a minute.
And you got a guy who coached with Pete Carroll?
Yeah.
You got Marquise Lee?
I mean, either
for I'm just saying.
With L.A., if you go, you dump every, like, Jaguar? No. You go there and change everything. You are not the Los Angeles Jack. Nope. You start all the hell way over. Like, we are rebranding everything.
They be booming. They would be booming come to L.A.
No. But, you know, we'll see if that happens, but what's not going to happen is them really doing anything. I don't really see that happening at all. One team that at least any other team that at least has a positive outlook, Houston Texans. I mean,
well, because there's nowhere to go but up.
2-14.
They started off 2-0 and lost 14 straight. I mean, come on now. There's nowhere to go but up. They've lost 14 in a row. It's time to break that streak. No. Pick six Schaub ain't there no more. So, you know, they got my boy, Brian, who's the damn coach?
Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien.
From Penn State.
Yeah, from Penn State. Did a good job with Penn State with the whole Sandusky issue going on. Hey. Came from the Bill Belichick tree. Can't stand that tree, but, you know, it is what it is. And they got Tom Savage in the 4th round. Nice QB, young QB out of Pittsburgh. But Case Keenum right now and Ryan Fitzpatrick look to be the leaders, which means yeah, they'll have another high pick in the draft again next year because that quarterback position is in shambles. I do not blame Mr. Andre Johnson for being a little bit upset. DeAndre Hopkins, his value has dropped. I mean, I'm telling you, just because of the quarterback play, yeah, their value that's has real. Dropped. So, I mean, yeah. Andre Johnson, I'm not picking him high. Fourth, fifth round, yes. But now I'm not second, third. Nope.
Would he, yeah.
Nope. Nope. Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to dink and dunk. He does not have the arm to go deep all the time. So what?
In a 12 team, he would be. He wouldn't be. He wouldn't be. He wouldn't be in your top five wide receivers.
No. No.
Okay. I just want to out there make that clear.
Because of the quarterback position. Yeah. Now, defensively, I think they're on to something. I mean, you got Jadeveon Clowney on the edge. You got J.J. Watt in there. Marcellus Wiley in there as well. So I mean.
Is Cushing there, or is he
Cushing's back in? Yeah. You got Brooks Reed in there as well in the middle. They got some pass rushers, so they can get to the quarterback. And you know, cornerback wise, defensive back wise, I mean, they're all right.
Yeah,
but I mean, Romeo Crennel's coaching them, which means they're probably going to be a pretty good defensive team. Mm-hmm. So I put their defense up there.
I would agree on
so
that.
So if you're looking for a D, look at Houston.
Yeah,
even though they're probably not going to be great, they'll get you a lot of sacks.
I mean, is Arian Foster even on the...
Arian Foster's hurt right now, so he ain't on my watch list. He's another one, like, value-wise, he's not the first running back on my list. Maybe number two? He's not a running back number one anymore, at least for me. Okay. He's a number two now.
Okay.
Just because he's too damn injury-prone. All right. This is a reason a lot of people didn't draft him when... Draft happened.
I mean, that's probably why
he was hurt all the damn time at Tennessee.
And you got Andre Brown there, which means people are going to probably be looking at him to pick him up.
Nice handcuff.
Owen Daniels, see you later. He wasn't brought back.
Went to Baltimore.
Schaub gone.
Ryan, in Oakland.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is the guy.
I'm telling you, it's dink and dunk time.
Yeah.
So, DeAndre Hopkins, flyer at the end, maybe.
Okay. So overall looking at the AFC South, I mean, clearly
it's not that impressive.
Yeah, we both agree that Indianapolis is the class of this
division. Yes, head and shoulders.
Can they improve on their 11-5? Yeah. I mean,
yes.
Possibly, yeah. Yes.
Andrew Luck has only been in the league a couple years. At this point, you know, T.Y. Hilton's still improving. Don't forget Reggie Wayne's coming back from his torn ACL.
Mm-hmm.
They got Hakeem Nicks. Hey, Hakeem Nicks is on a 1-year deal. He wants to cash in, man. Mm-hmm. And if he can stay healthy, he's shown flashes that he can be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, defensively, you know when Robert Mathis comes back, he's going to be terrorizing the quarterbacks again. Yeah. You got Bajorn Werner on the other side. I mean, they'll be all right. You still got LeRon Landry in the backfield, Landcats out. So, I mean, they'll be okay. But it's going to be tough as far as moving on playoff-wise just because – I just think there's too many competitive teams in the AFC with just too many good quarterbacks.
I mean, the Colts basically have the third best quarterback in that conference behind Brady and Manning.
Correct. Is he better than Big Ben? Are you putting him ahead of Big Ben? Is he ahead of Big Ben? That's a tough one.
And that's why I brought that because he did cross my mind.
Fantasy-wise. Yes, you're putting him above Big Ben.
Yeah, if he's fantasy-wise,
but I'm talking about reality-wise, I don't know if I can put him above Big Roethlisberger yet.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know about that yet.
No, I need to see. Yeah,
I got to see a little bit more of Andrew Luck first.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's doing what Ben Roethlisberger was doing and been doing.
Yeah. But Roethlisberger's actually made, you know, he's taking his team
two titles.
Far. Yeah.
Two titles. I'm just saying.
And the second one was him.
Just saying.
You know, the first one people had a question. I mean, the second one, it was all about the running game.
Yep.
I mean, the first one. And then the second one was
It was him. All Ben.
So, yeah, he has that. No, I ain't tripping.
I got that respect for him.
It would be an argument for third.
Yep.
But other than that, Tennessee, I actually don't expect him to be better than 7-9. I expect that or less.
Yeah, that's what I said. I expect them around 7-9, 8-8. That's probably the best they'll be.
Jacksonville.
I'm expecting about 6-10, 5-11 with them.
Okay. So just a couple games better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, yet should win more than two games.
They'll win four. I'm really not expecting, just because it's their offense. It really comes down to their offense. They have a rookie head coach. I mean, Andre Johnson is already upset. If you guys start losing, it's not going to be a good look. You have Jadeveon Clowney, but as I've read about, he's kind of nicked up right now and hurt. And it honestly, I got to wait and see when the preseason games come. I got to see cats with the pads on, man. I got to see these cats playing for real. Not this, you know, training camp and semi pads and semi hitting. I need to see real hitting, real time. I need to see Jadeveon Clowney going up against real left tackles that ain't his teammates. I'm talking about other cats on the other team trying to make the team who are going to push him to the limit. I need to see this kind of stuff. So I'm not really expecting a whole lot better out of them just because I don't expect their offense to be I don't expect their offense to be great. Because, I mean, with Ryan Fitzpatrick, honestly, that's a step down below matchup. So Tom Savage will be in at some point. I can tell you that.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Yeah, I'm looking like it's not much like, yeah, they should be better than four. I thought six, but that should it just had me dying. But, yeah, I can totally see them winning, doing better, but
not that much.
They're not going to make a dent.
Not much better.
They'll be back in the no playoffs for them.
Let's go to a division that's a little bit more relevant, the NFC South.
Mm-hmm.
This
was actually pretty interesting. You know, Carolina.
Nobody ever repeats as the damn division champion this division. Nope. This year is going to be Tampa Bay. It was Carolina last year. Year before it was Atlanta. Like, Tampa Bay's due. They're due.
But it's... feels like really a three-team race in this division.
No, it's not. Ooh. People discount Tampa Bay. Don't you dare discount Tampa Bay.
Here we go.
Hate on Lovey.
All right, so as happened last year, Carolina did win the division, number two overall seed, lost in the first round, as we both expected.
Yep.
They've lost some pieces.
The major pieces.
Yes.
Ain't no lost some pieces. You know, major pieces.
New Orleans still did all right with 11-5. Lost to Seattle, eventual champions.
Yep. Ain't no shame in that.
Nope. No, they got someone who even lost Darren Sproles.
Yep. Traded him to the Eagles.
Tampa Bay, you saying it's gonna be looking better. They was at 4-12.
If you're talking about a 3-team race, Tampa Bay's the 13. I think Carolina's the odd team out of this one.
Oh, here we go. And Atlanta, you know,
bouncing back.
Really just
ain't no question.
Yeah, had a boo-boo year at 4-12. I mean, just like totally unexpected. Yeah, that hurt for Atlanta Falcon fans. You just like, God damn.
Yeah.
Like we have failed expectations.
Yeah. But that means their expectations aren't high. So there's no pressure.
Nah. So let's start off with the team that you think is going to basically flip a 180. So to speak, Carolina.
Yeah, man.
You know, Cam Newton showed himself.
Well, did a good job. But people don't got to keep in mind, Jordan Gross, man, Pro Bowl left tackle. And he's a Pro Bowl left tackle for a reason. He kept guys off Cam Newton. What you going to do now to replace him? From what I read, they've been kind of shuffling guys in and out. So there's no real guy that's distinguished himself from the bunch yet. Wide receiver position. They drafted Kevin Benjamin out of Florida State in the first round. Got 6'5", 235. He's a big old dude. He's huge. So I'm expecting quite a few touchdowns out of him. But you lost Steve Smith. You got Jericho Cotchery, which is, You got Jason Avant, which is, So, I mean, you really don't have much. So, I mean, you're kind of relying on this rookie to carry the load for the wide receivers, which is scary because... I mean, history says rookie wide receivers don't really, pan out like that. Well, not their rookie season. They don't have great rookie years. I mean, Anquan Boldin, Calvin Johnson, they're kind of the exceptions. But, a lot of the times rookies aren't putting up 1,000-yard seasons in their rookie years. It just doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the, no Steve Smith. I mean, no Steve Smith is huge.
No Jordan Gross. I mean, defensively, they lost a couple cats. And, I mean, you got Luke Kuechly, who I like.
You know, Cam Newton was visibly upset and all that after the loss. And, like, okay, like, people started having questions. Like, you going to get emotional all the damn time, bro? Like,
yes, he is.
Yeah, like,
he's going to put the towel over the head. He's going to be pouting and, at some point, I'd hope he gets over it. But that's just, he got to prove us wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at their schedule now. Their schedule seems to be a little
rough.
Yeah, early on, because I'm looking. Could you say, Tampa Bay. So they start off at Tampa Bay. Then you got Detroit and Pittsburgh at home.
Ooh.
At Baltimore.
Ooh.
Home versus Chicago.
Ooh.
At Cincinnati.
See,
you know, at Green Bay. That's look, at Green Bay, home to Seattle, then home to New Orleans.
Let me tell you something.
And then home, and then at Philadelphia, and like, damn.
Let me tell you something, Carolina fans. Y'all could really start off like 1-9 or 2-8. Like, it could really be bad. It could really be bad. So they better get off to a quick start because, whoo. That's why I said I see them ending up, you know, at the bottom of the division. I don't see them ending up at the top anymore. It's going to be flipped.
That schedule is
rough.
So good luck to them. But they are, yeah, I don't expect them to. I expect it to be a lot worse.
Fantasy-wise, I mean, you can't go wrong with Cam Newton just because he gives you the running ability. Not touching the running backs. Wide receiver-wise, Kevin Benjamin is the only wide receiver you should be grabbing. And even then, I'll be grabbing him later on in the draft. Defensively, not going to be bad. You got Hardy and Charles Johnson on the bookends, Greg Hardy. So, I mean, you got some guys who can rush the passer, Star Latui in the middle. So, I mean, they're good. They're stout on defense still, so, but that ain't going to be enough. Once again, it's going to be the offense. It's just not going to be enough to carry.
No, it's going to be. I'm looking at last year, second in rushing defense. So, you know, they got the D. It's just, you know, you're going to have to do more, Cam Newton.
Yeah, man.
Show and prove now, baby. You're going to
carry the team for real.
So next is the New Orleans Saints. What's going on, Saints fans?
Hey,
Lady Ro, what's up? I know you repping your team. No Darren Sproles.
You know, okay.
The Jimmy Graham situation got him locked in. Mm-hmm. Should not be a distraction.
They replaced Darren Sproles. Mm-hmm. His name is Brian Cooks, rookie out of Oregon State, first round pick.
All right,
guy's basically about the same size. He's a 4'3" blazer. And Drew Brees has been ranting and raving about this kid. So it looks like he's going to get a lot of quick dink and dunks to him, and they're just going to let him work in space and let him do his thing, use his speed to his advantage, and look out. He's a guy you need to look out for in the fantasy leagues right there.
No, they're going to be nice, man. I like to see them hover around the same. Mm-hmm. It's Drew Brees, you know.
It's Drew Brees.
Lead quarterback. I mean, who's he throwing to still? I mean, what, Lance Moore gone?
Lance Moore's gone, but I mean, you still got Jimmy Graham, of course. Pierre Thomas is still there. You still got, my other boy running back who never really, Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
Kind of seems to pan out, but never, I mean, don't forget about Marcus Colston.
No, it still looks solid.
You still got Nick Toon, who was a rookie last year out of Wisconsin. Joe Morgan's still there. They got Kenny Stills. So, I mean, you still got some, Drew Brees can make guys look good. So, you know, it is what it is. I don't really think there's going to be much of a drop off. I do expect them to finish second place, though, again.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm looking at their schedule now. They got a nice, they play Green Bay week 8. San Francisco on in week 10. You know, Baltimore and Pittsburgh back-to-back is tough. And then they have Chicago week 15. But their schedule's doable.
Yeah.
You know, it's not bad at all, actually. So, you know, I like their chances. I'm just curious if you say it's going to be number one. But I would like New Orleans in that position. But, okay. Tampa Bay. Who you think is going to sound like? Do you think they're going to improve a lot?
Oh, yeah. I think leaps and bounds. That'd be better. Leaps and bounds.
Please explain how leaps and bounds.
Okay. Leaps and bounds. First of all, you got to realize when it comes to football, football is a game of you can easily go from worst to first in a heartbeat.
Yes, you can.
Look at your Indianapolis Colts. Your Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, it can happen at the blink of an eye. So, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I mean, you look at this, Doug Martin's coming back. Number one.
Yep.
I mean, you have now gotten rid of the black cloud, which is Greg Schiano. You have brought in Lovie Smith, who is more of a humble guy, class act. He's going to fix the locker room situation. Guys that want to play for him. Then you look at the pieces they added in the offseason. Josh McCown did a great job filling in for Jay Cutler in Chicago.
Yeah.
Played for Lovie Smith for a long time. Knows the offense.
It's solid.
You got Vincent Jackson still.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted Mike Evans.
Which very nice potential.
And tight end wise, you got Austin Jenkins. So you got 6'5", 6'5", and 6'6". So all I got to do is throw the ball in the air. and pluck, they're grabbing it out of the air. So there you go. Josh McCown was doing that all day with Chicago.
Yeah.
He's going to be doing it again with Tampa Bay. And let's not forget about Tampa Bay's defense. Tampa Bay has a great defense. It's a little underrated because they had to do so damn much because they had an anemic offense last year.
Yeah.
But their defense flew under the radar. Gerald McCoy is a Pro Bowl defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got Mark Barron, who's in the back. Deshaun Golston, former Pro Bowl safety with the Niners that people forget about. You know, they still got, who's my boy? Jonathan Banks that they drafted last year. They still have, they cut Darrell Reavers, but they added Austin Verner, cornerback, started from Tennessee last year, Pro Bowler. So, I mean, and let's not forget about Lavonte David, one of the best linebackers that nobody talks about. So, I'm just saying, I'm expecting them to turn things around. I expect them to finish third in the division.
Okay.
They'll be ahead of Carolina, but they won't be ahead of the upper echelon teams.
They were 32nd in passing last season, so they can only nowhere but up.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Anemic offense. More than four games, yeah.
Martin back too? I'm just saying.
They should be able to do that.
Look out for Mike Evans if you're looking for some fantasy league. Pick him up in the later rounds. Mm. He's going to be a nice pickup.
No, because who he replaced, Mike Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't doing much. Yeah, I can see Mike Evans blowing up.
Yep. Just saying.
And I got a nice play. Atlanta at Pittsburgh at New Orleans, weeks 3-5.
But keep in mind that they still are, you know, they're still improving. So mm-hmm. I'm not expecting that. I'm not saying they're going to be like freaking 10-6 or 11-5, but they'll be better than what they were.
Well, having the last two home games are Green Bay and New Orleans. I'm like, damn.
Rough. Rough patch.
You know, but outside of that, you know, hey, I do think they should improve. And I guess sound like who you think is going to make the most improvement.
Oh, without question.
The Atlanta Falcons.
I got Dirty Birds. Don't worry, ATL. I got your back. Mo House, where you at?
Hell, losing Julio Jones early in the season.
He back.
Just.
I'm back.
You know, I heard it hurt to see one.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody who had a fantasy team was like, okay.
That hurt your feelings.
Yeah, it did.
That hurt him.
I had him on one of
those. That hurt him.
But that's why you play. Sometimes that happens.
And look for Roddy White to bounce back in the fantasy leagues. I know some of y'all were disappointed last year.
Yes.
Like, damn, this nigga ain't getting no passes. I'm like, look.
I knew he was hurt.
He was hurt. His teammate was gone. I mean, it was rough. He's still getting double teamed. I mean, Roddy White's still good. Look for him to bounce back. But also look out for Julio Jones. He's back in full effect. And, you know, look out for this cat. Devonta Freeman, running back rookie out of Florida State. Apparently, guys are ranting and raving about him. Could be the heir apparent to Steven Jackson because Steven Jackson is not looking right, man. He's not looking like the Steven Jackson of old. But hopefully, he proves me wrong this year. Hopefully, he comes back with that energy and that juice, and he can look like the Steven Jackson he was in St. Louis. Because right now, St. Louis looks right for cutting bait when they did.
It does because, you know, they knew. You know, people had high expectations of him, and he got hurt like week 6, yep. And then it just
was like, he was on my team, and it was like, oh, rough. But I'm expecting a huge bounce back season from Matty Ice. Mm. A lot of people sleeping on him, forget about Matt Ryan, and forget how good he really is as a quarterback. They added Jake Matthews as the 6th pick in the draft at left tackle, which is a huge pickup for them. Be able to keep Matty Ice upright and keep him in the pocket and able to fling that ball. So, I think they're really going to improve better than most people think. They did lose Sean Witherspoon, their linebacker in the early offseason to a torn Achilles, but they were able to replace him with Pat Anger, who played for the Colts and was a great tackler in his own right, so hopefully he can patch things up. And they got a nice set of youth, young corners on the bookend, so I mean, I like what they're doing. I like the moves they're making.
Yeah, they were 7th in passing, so I think they can keep that up. They can just improve rushing yards, and they were 32nd.
Yeah. Nowhere to go but up for now.
Yep, and they should definitely improve.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so as of right now, you have Atlanta winning the NFC South.
That's correct.
Mm. I'd still take New Orleans. I expect them both to be around 11-12 win teams.
Mm-hmm.
They'll one of them will win by a game. It's mm-hmm. gonna be like a
it's
game
gonna be close.
Yeah,
but Atlanta's gonna pull it out.
Okay, different than that. But that is the AFC and the NFC South previews brought to you by the Brothers Layman. You know, let us know what you think. All y'all folk from those divisions that y'all want to rep your teams, you know, do you agree, disagree? You know, what you say about your squad?
Yep. If you want to know any additional fantasy information, let us know. Holla at me and I will get you the W. Holla.
That's right. But yeah, we'll be doing the other divisions as we go through the month of August. So yeah, please make sure you check us out. Stay with us. BlackIsOnline.com. Black Is on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. Check us out.
Yep.
So we're going to take a quick break, y'all. We are going to come back, get into some news. A lot of interesting stuff, some fun stuff, and some stuff that needs to be addressed.
Yep.
Y'all listening to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla. It's gangster. It's just gangster hair. Rocking with a mustache. Dick Tracy style. Part-time problem, full-time nonchalant, a stone flow, better known as Ash Roth, went from rhyming to rhyming. Now I'm on top of the charts, who with them thoughts was cash crops, y'all can eat my almonds. All of y'all who thought it was soft and didn't know that the jaw was Bradshaw, yeah. Pittsburgh, steal it in wheels, they scratch on. My fault that I feel I'm the realest in rap, dog. Black mix with a kid ripping on Balfour. Or like Rick Spitz spin when I use it a backboard. Nick switch, flip, switch when I get in the rap form. That's pure glory. What else would I fucking rap for? All the girls glitz and the glow eventually goes. And I know I don't need end up in an elephant's nose. It's some trunk of a truck, fucked in the butt. But some drug smuggling thug I met in the club. Fuck that, smoking blunts with a couple of buds. Bust a bunch of uppercuts when I'm up on the just blaze beat. They blame me when I blaze these trees. While they prescribe pills for the ADD. Like the enemy is energy. Let them be athletic. You don't think they any better cause they're getting B's instead of C's. Look at what they try to teach. Give them what they want to read. Personally, my favorite one is Jimmy and the Giant Peach. Why wouldn't I try to reach a level that they kinda see? Seen as condescending that you overlook the obvious. After all, the lobbyists for teaching as a hobby. To the kids that speak their mind and to think of what they wanna. If you wanna smoke some water just to get it out, you oughta. Cause everything you wanted isn't coming from your mama or a daughter. Same thing if you believe in God and karma. No matter how you brought up, we'll be in it all tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Brought to you by the Black Kids Network. Y'all wanna hit us up? Any comments, any feedback? Y'all just wanna chop it up? Email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hope y'all are enjoying the show. Keep tuning in. I hope you grabbed a beverage or something while you was gone. And hope you're back tuning in.
Holla.
That's right. Sticking with the NFL, we hit in the news. Lions tabled their contract talks with Ndamukong Suh. So you ain't going to wait till the end of the season, which means 50-50 shot. That he's staying.
He'll probably end up staying. I mean, his cap number is atrocious. It's like $20-something million. It's ridiculous. So they're gonna rework that at some point and get it taken care of. I'm sure they'll get him under wraps. Worst case scenario, they'll get a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But they should work out a long term deal at some point, and he'll probably end up the highest paid defensive lineman in the league. And then the next person after him will be the next highest paid, and it keeps going.
Yeah.
So. Is what it is. Not worried about Ndamukong Suh. He ain't going nowhere. Unless he keeps up his shenanigans of kicking people and fucking doing outrageous shit. And at that point, I don't know.
Yeah. Being that it's almost like a contract here for him, he should be like, all right, I'm going to just take
this
year.
Be on my best behavior.
Yeah, be on my best behavior and just play it up so I get that contract. And then I'll just act a fool again.
Mm-hmm.
And get back to my old, because that's usually how they do.
Like, a la Albert Hainsworth.
Mm-hmm. I was balling my this last year. Like, mm-hmm. You were trying to get that contract.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and they're going to need him if Detroit is really going to do something, which they can.
Exactly.
They just got to figure it out. I saw this with the Redskins GM saying RG3 shouldn't have been a starter at the start of the season last year due to limited practice. Trying to let his team know and let all the media know that, like, last year was just a fluke and RG3 is going to be better than ever. You know, which, you know, on some end, he's right. He should have gotten some practice time before you, but you just don't throw him in. Especially, he just came off of a major surgery. If you just rest in his ass because he's old or, you know, you've seen him work out, you're just not really playing him that much, that's fine. But, damn. You know, so he's gone. New coach and all that. So, you know, GM is trying to give y'all, that was the past. It ain't like that no more. They hope. Giants have a big goal for Eli Manning this season. 70% completion rate in his passing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been below that, like, what? I think it's like high 50s.
I mean, I can see him being in the high mid 60s.
Yeah.
The West Coast offense, they're going to be running under, I believe it's Bob McAdoo, who's the new offensive coordinator, comes from Green Bay. So there'll be a lot of dinking and dunking, not a lot of huge down. I mean, an occasional shot downfield, but for the most part, they'll hit you in the short intermediate range. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can see him completing 60%+ of his passes. 70 is a stretch.
Okay.
That's hard.
Is the dude's name really Bob McAdoo, like the basketball player?
I believe so.
Okay. I'm like, damn. I was just checking.
I believe it's Bob McAdoo. Sweet.
Frat name.
Forgive me if I got the name wrong. I know the last name is McAdoo, though. That I know for sure.
I saw that Donald Trump just came out and said he's more than likely not going to buy the Bills. Like, yeah, we figured that.
Yeah.
Pipe dream, you know, you shoot
for. I heard dude from Aerosmith, forget the cat's name.
The lead guy? Yeah. Steven Tyler?
Yeah, I heard he's in a group that's trying to purchase him.
Okay.
And I think they want to move them to Toronto. I'm not sure. There have been talks that there could be some people who want to move them to Toronto eventually.
Wow.
Yeah, Canadian NFL team where Canadian footballs play. I don't know. So we'll see. There's Canadian football, so I'm assuming it should stay in Canada. I'm just saying.
Speaking of that, because it just popped in my head. I don't think we had it on the docket. This talk of the Raiders talking about that they could go to San Antonio. I was like,
I just think that's smoke blowing by the owner, Al Davis. I mean, if he does, that'd be the biggest shock to me. San Antonio, like, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, even if he was like, dude. And like, I know I pulled for a team that's in San Antonio, but I'm like, if you have a choice between, you know, I mean, let's,
everybody's like,
if you have a choice between,
they got the Alamo Dome already.
You know, if it's the second biggest market, and I'm like, it's the second biggest market. There is no, and what? What is it? The team that's dying for a team, I'm going to take it somewhere else where it's in Los Angeles. Like, why would you not?
You still have Raider fans here.
You don't have to change it.
You have diehard Raider fans here. Mm-hmm. Bring your ass back.
Yeah, you have to be a new version.
I don't like the Raiders, but I'll take a team.
You need a new version of the Raiders if they come back.
Yes.
You know, just not always
change the logo. You can still keep the pirate. I'm not saying get rid of the pirate. Keep the pirate, but maybe switch it up a little bit. Revolutionize it a little.
See, I was a Raider fan for a minute. I'm like,
I'm sorry if I offended you, Raider fan. Well, shit, I'm a Broncos fan, so I really don't care if you Raider fans are upset with me or not. See you in the playoffs.
You can't.
Oh, maybe not seeing y'all in the playoffs. Shots fired.
Damn. You can't change that logo, man. You're gonna be like, what?
I didn't say you have to change it, but just enhance it a little, maybe. Keep it up with the times.
I mean,
Atlanta Hawks, they didn't change it from the Hawks or the Jacksonville Jaguars. They didn't change their name, but they just revolutionized it. They just enhanced it a little.
They would have to do something. I could see if they were taking fan thing. They would need to be something where, like, can I see it first before you change it? Because, I mean, that logo is sick.
Yeah.
They just need to, rep that. But not like we always going to get, like, the trouble, dude. Like, we don't have the trouble, dude. What happened to we just play hard and we grimy?
Yeah.
And we just pop you in the mouth kind of football. Yeah. We just, like,
honestly, Marshawn Lynch is from Oakland. Yeah. Where the Marshawn Lynch is at?
I mean, honestly, if
the beast mode.
If there was a team called Legion of Boom in the fucking the Raiders, you'd be like, of course it is, because they just do that so well. They need to, that's how they need to build. Yeah. You need to have that kind of mentality and draft those kind of players. Mm-hmm. Like, we just pop your butt, on defense. That's the Raiders I know. Popping you in the mouth. We just manhandling you, but you ain't in Los Angeles yet, so you ain't my team.
I don't see them moving to San Antonio. I don't see it.
No, Colts cut Chris Rainey, violating team rules.
I think he can't stay out of trouble, and I believe he was in trouble in Florida too. Brother can't just stay out of trouble. Some of these cats are just knuckleheads. Your Josh Gordons and Kenny Britt had his stint, and it's just whatever.
Yeah,
there's nothing more I can really say on cats like him.
When it gets repetitive, it gets
it gets old and tired. I've been saying it over and over again. So it, and I mean, the one good thing he has going for him is he's fast.
Yeah.
Besides that, there really isn't much else to say.
Yeah, it was sad. I mean, especially with a team and hurting that running back, and they could use extra bodies, and they decide to just cut you. It's like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you always hope for the brother that he can land somewhere and you know, play well and earn a spot and just do well as they out of the paper.
Yeah.
But you know, we'll see if he'll land somewhere. Somebody who ain't got to worry about that. Patrick Peterson got him a 5-year, $70 million extension.
Booyah. He was waiting for Richard Sherman to get paid so I can one-up you, son.
Yeah, he was like, you got 14. I got 14.01. Like, okay.
And I guess Richard Sherman came out afterwards a few minutes later, and, of course, we tweeted some, and then they got into a little Twitter battle. Patrick Peterson said it's all in good fun to him. He said he doesn't take it seriously. It's just fun.
Yeah, it's competition. Mm-hmm. It is kind of feeling like having people like, yo, I'm the best at my position.
And it's great that they're in the same division. Yeah. That makes it awesome.
And they both play that hard, you know, football. They don't, you know, as with football, you don't play against each other.
Mm-hmm.
You just on the sidelines when that dude is on the field.
Yeah.
But it's great. And, you know,
this is what I want to see.
Richard Sherman got his, and he can always just do championship and just be like, okay, yes, argument. You could just be like, king me. Like, okay, yeah, but yes, you have the ring. So, of course. Like, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I love that. Speaking of the Seahawks, Marshawn Lynch was like, I'm holding out. I need some more money. And they weren't going to change it up. But, hey, they gave him a little more money. Bumped in the can like a million more, you know, kind of guaranteed a little bit more up front, which is what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, you know, we said that maybe I've heard that maybe they don't need beast mode, and like you can be okay, but I'm like, this is the NFC. You can't just win the NFC by being okay. In that division, like, Russell Wilson ain't throwing the ball. You better, you know, they stopping the run. I mean, it's beast mode. Dang. It's not just some okay receiver. Like, this dude is like they number one running option. So I'm glad that's out the way. Again, got focused on that. He's going to camp.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be interesting as well. The Niners, I saw today that Glenn Dorsey, defensive tackle.
Lose your nose tackle. You lose your nose tackle. You lose your running backs. I mean, they're taking some hurt. They're taking some pain right now, and this is why when training camp comes, you know you're excited, but at the same time, you hold your breath because I know there have been times I'm like, no, DeMarcus Ware is out. Oh, no, but they're, you know, minor injuries here or there, but to have a torn ACL or a torn bicep or something that puts you out for the year, you're like, damn,
right.
Already? At least give me a few games, bruh.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel for Glenn Dorsey. He was a top five pick coming out of college. People thought he was going to be this dude. I personally think he's been playing out of position for basically his whole career. He needs to play in the 4-3 as a defensive tackle. That's where he belongs, and he's playing in the 3-4. So good luck to him in the future, and, you know, good luck rehabbing and all that stuff. But that's a huge blow for San Francisco because I guess there are other defensive tackles out too.
Yeah.
They have another one, Ian Williams. He's out, so they got kind of – not scrubs, because I don't want to – anybody who plays professionally, you're not a scrub because you're better than everybody else. But, you know, they're not the best guys.
No.
So they're role players, I guess, if you want to call them.
Oh, no, if you're losing key guys, I think it's just going to hurt.
So, but, I mean, this is an opportunity for some of these young guys and unknown guys to step it up.
Yeah.
Make a name for themselves. So this is kind of how it goes in football. Guys go down, other guys step in their place, and it keeps chugging along.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into some NBA,
bullet points.
You know, we got to start with this. It just hit yesterday for
us.
Paul George injury.
Paul George, I just want to tell you straight up, dog, I wish you the best in your recovery. God, that was one of the worst injuries I have ever seen. You know, just for your family and all that, man, I really sympathize with you guys. And speedy recovery, do not rush, man. This is bigger than basketball.
Yeah. And
fuck basketball. You want to be able to walk in the future, dog. Take your time, please. So, God, it was. It, God damn, that was so gruesome to watch.
Yeah, because it just was like he planted it.
Reminiscent of the Kevin Ware injury at Louisville. You're like, As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my God. Because I heard Freddie Coleman talking about it, and I was like, injury. YouTubed it.
I saw it on slow mo first.
I saw it in fast mo first and was like, oh, I couldn't watch it in slow mo. Once I saw it in fast, I was like, I can't watch it slow because that's just.
Yeah, it's only when that popped up first. And I was like, it's like, it just gave. I know people have said because it's a college gym and that little thing that his foot got was by would have been back a little bit more. But these are freak accidents.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people panicked and were like, see, you players don't want to play in the USA team no more. It was like, you know, Damian Lillard came out and said afterwards that he still wants to play for his country. You're going to have dudes who just on pride alone, they're going to want to play for their country, you know, just to at least, if nothing else, to experience it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I don't want this one freak accident to you know, prohibit guys from wanting to come over and play and, you know, and represent their country. And for Paul George, for the sake, let's see, he suffered a compound fracture of both his right tibia and fibula. They said he underwent surgery for 2 hours. They said there was no additional damage on top of the broken bones, which is a good sign. No nerve damage or anything like that. So that's all positive. Apparently, the doctor who treated Kevin Ware from Louisville said a complete recovery normally takes 12 to 18 months.
Yeah.
So we're looking at, I know Pacer fans are like, oh, 2 years, y'all. 2 years at minimum it's going to take this guy. Because keep in mind, he can't play for fucking a year and a half.
Yeah.
He's going to have to get back into shape, get back in the mode. It's going to take at least 2 years for him to really get... Yeah. Come back to even half of what he was.
Yeah, he can't.
As a Chicago fan, I sympathize. Yeah. I know how it is, and I know they said Derrick Rose kind of took it a little hard when he saw it and was like, "Dude, I was just there."
Yeah,
and you know it was good to see, you know, these NBA players, they're brothers, and you know when they see things like that, they all, you know, get together, they pray. You saw they got in a circle and prayed for him and all that. And, you know, even guys on the bench were squirming like, oh, yeah, my God.
We've seen all Mike Krzyzewski and all of them. It's like, it's just all about, you know, Paul George right now. We ain't worried about the
– You saw they stopped the scrimmage afterwards, and that was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. You don't keep playing after something like that.
No, because it's not that –
It's bigger than that.
Yeah. Point. You know, I do wish Paul George well, and it's going to take him a year.
No,
I hope he doesn't succumb.
It's going
to
take two.
I just hope he doesn't succumb to that pressure.
It's going to take two. Like, yeah, that's why I say don't rush, man. Yeah,
they're in the playoffs and all that. What that mean is
everybody bitched at Derrick Rose. You know what? Derrick Rose is the smart thing. He took the smart route. Because now people are saying he's explosive. He looks like he used to look. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, good. He sat his ass down and rested. That's what the hell he did. So, Paul George, please rest.
Yeah.
Take your time. No rush.
No.
Your millions are going to be there. Your team's going to be there. Ain't nobody going nowhere.
So, no.
Ain't no rush. I know this is a big blow for the Pacer franchise. I know it hurts your playoff aspirations and your championship goals. But honestly, it's bigger than that right now. It's about getting this guy healthy and getting him back on the court.
Right. And I guess you guys, you know, the players feel like, well, they don't want them to play. I will say, you know, for this team, they just have to let him, you know, he's a huge investment.
Yeah.
You know, I heard all of with the Kevin Love, like, well, this is the reason why he didn't want to play. I was like, yeah, because he's trying to get paid next year.
Exactly.
You know, Paul George signed his extension last year.
As did DeMarcus Ware, as did Derrick Rose. Yeah. All these guys you see.
He signed his big money.
They got their contract. They're getting their money. Yeah. I mean, of course, you have Damian Lillard and guys who are still in their rookie deals playing, but they're more playing because they want to play.
Right. Because, you know, with the USA, one, they have to win. You know, they have to finish
have
a certain
qualify.
Place to get in.
Yeah.
They can't just walk in there.
Yeah.
For the international players, they already been knowing this, you know, but it's different for them because that was the biggest stage. And I get that ownership and a lot of fans don't feel like if you're going to get hurt doing what you're getting paid to do, which is win a championship for my team and all that. But it can't be like that. They want to play for the USA. I mean, it's not like, hey, you know what? I'm going to sit out all 3 years, and in the summer when you need me to come, I'm going to just show up. They don't. That's why they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like in order to win, we can't just pick dudes the year before. Mm-hmm. We need to have these guys play with each other and get used to each other and the system. And that's why they do this big, you know, numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's not like if you see this, all the young dudes are not going to want to do it. They know that the NBA markets this shit.
Yep.
You know, markets the name and the guys back on the name. Young guys, if they do this, they feel like they'll, you know, gain some confidence, mm-hmm. more experience. I mean,
a lot of these young guys, you're playing against some of the better players in the league.
People forget. The last time this went down with the Olympics and all that, before all this, Derrick Rose came off that year. That's the year he won the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
All we've been hearing before that, when these guys did this, it was like, wow, they came back that year and just balled out. Carmelo Anthony showed that he can play with a team. And given the right role, he can play. I mean, you actually saw these dudes like, I can play with another guy, and their games change, and they cool with that. And, you know, it's almost like an all-star kind of experience, but you actually get to play and learn from these guys. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you actually get role players now where Kyle Korver can go.
And you have, like, you know, you got some of the young guys, like Doug McDermott's mm-hmm. there. Klay Thompson's right. there. And, like, you know, so
it's going to be a pipeline. So, yeah. Because whoever's on the little, you know, young select team, eventually
mm-hmm. Chandler Parsons right. got a chance to go.
Some of them will be playing for the All-Star, mm-hmm. you know, for the USA team. Mm-hmm. So I'm not overreacting.
No.
It's always been a damn concern.
Yeah.
I like Mark Cuban brought it up. Mm-hmm. You know, when Dirk and Whiskey play. No, it's just now it's a big deal because it's an American player.
Mm-hmm.
When it was a European dudes, we didn't really be like, you know, we kind of understood it. You know, you see why
Spurs said Ginobili, no for Ginobili.
And Ginobili was coming off an injury.
Spurs,
you know, it's her. They were just like,
denied him permission.
Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not surprised. It's just like, dude, you were hurt in the playoffs.
And at
like,
this age, no.
And then, you know, they want a repeat. And they're like, at this age, yeah, right, no. Like,
you're not 28, do dog. No, you're in your 30s. No.
You know,
no.
They had to do the best thing.
Yeah.
You know, and people can get mad at that. And like, it's still a business. They respect and they're just like, dude, they let him play.
Yeah.
You know, it's just now not the time. But I think it's because it's an American born player. America is really feeling it for the first time, understanding that, whoa, maybe we don't want our guys playing.
Exactly.
But let them dudes play. There's nothing wrong with it. It'll be fine.
Exactly.
Guys, it's just a freak accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just hope that he gets well.
Yep.
You know, like we said with Derrick Rose, all that confident, he going to be back. And playing, looking all sharp. I know you was feeling good about your team. You don't have to worry about the Kevin Love shit no more because I guess he's just signed, sealed, delivered to the Cavs.
And on that note, apparently the NBA.com stopped selling Andrew Wiggins jerseys to Cleveland just because they're pretty much assuming he's gone. So
yep.
Maybe they know something we don't all know yet, but, you know, we'll see.
It sounds like
it's a done deal. It really sounds like it's done. But, I mean, for Derrick Rose, I mean, Brian Colangelo came out and said he's looking like the Derrick Rose of old. Mike Krzyzewski's been ranting and raving. Tom Thibodeau's been ranting and raving. I've seen clips. He's got his boosties. His boosties are there. He's been doing some nice dunks and, you know, showing the skill. But, you know, for me, this is what I wanted. I wanted Derrick Rose to play in the USA team because I did not want him just now getting the legs under him come the regular season. Mm-hmm. I wanted him to have his legs under him already. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. So he gets an opportunity to play. He's probably going to – and they said he's been going hard, which I'm sure he's going harder than most because he's trying to get back in the rhythm, back in the game shape.
He's playing in the – you know, basically an NBA-sanctioned game with other great players. So
and
it's
I think
not like he's playing against his peers, and that should make
like
his game
Kevin
even
Durant's
stronger.
There.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis is there. You got a lot of good players there. DeMarcus Cousins, got a lot of great players mm-hmm. are there. So he got to step his game up too. And I think those 2 years of sitting on the bench humbled him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He got a chance to really see his teammates grow, see what they're about, see what they can do with mm-hmm. him gone. And I think now with the addition of Pau Gasol, with the addition of Doug McDermott, and Doug McDermott's there. So he gets the chance to play out with his teammate and all that, figure him out. I mean, seeing all those things, I think he now realized, and he even made the comment that it should be a little bit more easier for him now. He knows he has other guys who can do for him. He ain't got to score 20 points. He doesn't have to score 20 plus anymore. Yeah. He does not. He doesn't have to.
He cannot put up what I know you don't like. He can't put up Russell Westbrook numbers.
No.
He can't.
He's going to have to start running the offense for real. Yeah. But he does still need to attack the basket. Yeah. I don't want him getting too passive now.
Right. No, he just.
But
needs
I think
to,
he knows he pick the, he knows he has he knows like I mean he saw Joakim Noah run the offense.
Right.
He knows Noah can pass. You got Powell who can pass. So it to me it's gonna guys. It you it's gonna make life.
I mean,
easier.
Mike Dunleavy played well. He's
it's
back.
Gonna make life easier for him. So I think that look out the Bulls fucking win anybody says the Bulls are the best damn team in the East bar none. I don't care even if Cleveland gets Kevin Love. You can say whatever you want to say. The Chicago Bulls still will be the number one team in the East. Why? Because like my brother said, we have basically copied the blueprint of the San Antonio Spurs. And you know what? The Spurs kicked Miami's ass. So what do you expect us to do to Cleveland? Kick their ass. Joakim Noah already said, he was like, I respect LeBron's decision to go, but I tend to kick his ass when we play him every time. Loving it. That's what I'm talking about.
The hate travel.
Ain't no. Oh, you going to Cleveland? Fine. I don't like you there either.
But that's funny thing. That's when they
and
started.
And Joakim Noah has shitted on the city of Cleveland in the past. So this ain't new.
Yeah, well, that's when the rivalry started.
Let's go, son.
When it was the Bulls basically versus LeBron. It was in Cleveland because you're in the same division.
Let's go. And then, I mean, unfortunately, with Indiana, they're kind of now in. People are going to put them third at maybe fourth. Considering, I don't know, but it looks like it is Chicago and Cleveland for the division crown, and it's going to be the Bulls. So it doesn't. Regardless of what Cleveland does, I don't care what y'all say. I don't care what argument you make.
What if they add Ray Allen to the team?
Oh, I don't care. And we can match any player you got. We can match any player you got. Fine, sans LeBron. We don't have a LeBron James, but you know what? We got several guys who can do the same stuff he does.
And James is taking on a different role with that team. It seemed like it's official, but it ain't yet. But they basically trying to make it clear that Kevin Love is going to Cleveland.
Yeah, Kevin Love's going to Cleveland. It's done. It is.
Part of me
is.
Just feel like just
they holding cats out so nobody gets hurt.
Wiggins, Bennett, and a future pick, first round pick. It just don't seem
and
enough.
And within and it's within the time frame, so guys will be able to be in training camp with each other. With their respective teams. So it's done. Mm-hmm. At this point, he's going to Cleveland. We saw and read a report that the other teams basically pulled out and were like, we're done. I guess they were told that the deal's done.
Well,
he's going to Cleveland. It is what it is. No, we don't want to know. We don't want no more offers.
The owner basically wants a guy who has star potential on a rookie deal. I mean, honestly, he was like, I would take that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's smart. Oh, you know, I need
more than what they was pitching.
Right. If you're talking about winning, well, it's different because he was that dude. Like, okay,
I need more than what they was pitching.
Yeah, then you just need to be like, we win for the team. Like, nope, you just taking Andrew Wiggins and just building. But now
and Deion Waiters and Tristan Thompson
and it's a lot of
number one pick. Yep.
Yeah, I'm surprised Tristan Thompson wasn't thrown in because I'm just the fact that like I'm giving you. A power forward.
I need a power forward in return.
And like, well, Anthony Bennett, like, I need
a power forward. Yeah. Tristan Thompson is at least serviceable. You know. And Pekovic, honestly, could step into that role and be that leader in the post.
Dudes usually get three. I mean, if you're going to give up Kevin Martin, you're trying to throw Kevin Martin, J.J. Barea in the deal.
And everybody has crowned Kevin Love this guarantee, and he's, you know, he's the sure thing and a sure bet, and he's for sure going to give you this. So I'm like, if that's the case... And I am giving you a sure thing. I don't need question mark, question mark, question mark. I mean, I'm getting no sure thing from you in return. You can't at least give me Deion Waiters, Tristan Thompson, somebody who has at least established that they can play.
Yeah.
Fucking A, I'm giving you Kevin Love on a silver platter. Give me something.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Give me a fucking bone,
man. I'm surprised they didn't get like a third player.
I don't know what the hell we'll see. We don't know what the package is yet. We'll see.
Yeah.
But if all it is Wiggins, Bennett, and a number one pick, Minnesota be prepared. I'm going to shit on you. Yeah. Hard.
It's like you screwed up when you signed them and you screwed up when you let them go.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get it. I guess it's good for Blake Griffin. Part of him pulling out. Heard he had a back fracture.
Yes,
sit down.
Now I know why you wanted to focus on the season.
Right.
Like, I just want to focus on the season for the Clippers. Oh, now I know why you wanted to focus. Because you wanted to make sure you was 100% come regular season. Gotcha. Got it. Got it. Okay.
That's funny. Oh, so I know you didn't get a chance. I feel that way, too. Just like, okay. I mean, it's probably, you've been banged up. Like, you need to rest, period. And it's just the fact that,
he could have said he was hurt.
Yeah, like, I'm just...
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right now, like...
I got a back issue like, I need to fix and take care
if
of.
If he said... If he basically said, I've been hurt the last two summers, and this summer I just want to rest, I'd be like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah.
I mean,
you need to rest. I mean, it's been
said. Dude, you're the second best player on the team. You need to sit your butt down and rest and get ready. Yeah.
It's been said you don't have to play basketball all the time. That actually will wear your body
and
out more.
No, honestly, you're close to being the guy.
Right.
So,
You're going to have to be the dude.
You got to be the man, dude.
Speaking of Derrick Rose, I know we can just squash this quickly. I know we had that report and all that Derrick Rose said that he heard rumors of his
For those of you listening, if you heard the report or saw the report where Derrick Rose was quoted saying that there's friction in the Bulls management, please let me know because I want to see it. Because I have not seen Derrick Rose quoted saying that, and I want to see it. For all I know, it's all speculation. There was no concrete information stating the otherwise. So I'm just saying. Fucking, if there's friction, there's friction. But from what I haven't heard it from the horse's mouth.
Right.
Jerry Reinsdorf came out, said the Chicago Sun-Times was bullshitting, and they need to stop spreading rumors. So I heard it from the owner. You know, I did not hear Derrick Rose say, yeah, we got issues. I've heard him compliment Gar Foreman and the moves they made in the offseason. He likes his teammates. He's ready and hungry and ready to play. Thibodeau's been coaching him on the USA team. He ain't really said anything about the management. Where's the fucking friction? I don't know. So, like I said, I haven't heard. I personally like hearing it from the horse's mouth. When it comes to sources, I don't trust them.
No, I feel that. And to me, I read it and I just at the end, I basically got. He's basically saying to me, he's like, look, I've heard the last few years some talk going on, and I seen what y'all been writing. And everything's been put out there, but I like where we at. We are both on the same page. And it felt like he was like, yeah, I know something going on, but it ain't going on no more. I'm just letting you know we all about winning in championships, and I'm back. Yep. And my brother's like, yes, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, we all about winning. That's all I care about. So let's get some chips.
Yep. And speaking about winning, the winner of the 2014 NBA championship, San Antonio Spurs, said, you know what? Tony Parker off the table.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now. The fact this contract that he signed, that is value. This is why San Antonio Spurs continue to win championships, continue to always have a competitive team, because their fucking players know that, I can't take up 75% of the salary cap because we won't be able to sign anybody else. So what does Tony Parker do? He basically signed the fucking same deal that Chandler Parsons got. He got less than Chandler Parsons. Yeah. Like 3 years, 42. 41.
Yeah, three years
41. Come on. Another bargain deal?
He was making 12. A little over $12 million this coming year.
You know what they're doing? 13. They're setting themselves up to be able to pay Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
And they're going to do it. And everybody's like, where's Kawhi going? Nowhere. Shut the fuck up. You ain't even, I promise you, you probably won't even hear anything about Kawhi Leonard going anywhere. Because all you're going to hear is out of the blue, oh, Kawhi Leonard signed an extension with San Antonio. Yeah. Randomly. Yeah. Just like this one. Out of nowhere. There was no peep. There was no sources said. It was just, oh, Tony Parker signed an extension. When? Like, you always hear crap. Rumor this, source this, and out of nowhere, it was just confirmation. Oh, Tony Parker signed an extension. When? And no, that wasn't talked about, really.
No. Nope.
Nobody really said anything about it. And it's like, oh, Spurs hit it. Spurs, again, just keep churning it out.
Nobody feels like they can come in.
This is why they're fucking good.
You know, nobody was like, we're going to try to save money for Tony Parker. Like, ain't no point. He gonna resign. Good, because I mean, it is value, because it's like, well, they're going to give you comparable money, and then they'll sometimes give you years.
Dude, 15 mil is good.
Yes, I mean, yes, Tim Duncan, but Tim Duncan is Tim Duncan is
Tim Duncan made his money. One of them $100 million contracts.
Yeah, but Tim Duncan is one of them players that, like, yes, he would deserve, yes, in his prime, he is a max money player.
Without question.
No question.
Every year. Yes. Without question.
And he got that. And he's like, all right.
He don't need it. Same with Dirk. Dirk took less. He don't.
Yeah, you signed. Yeah, because you signed, you know, Kawhi Leonard.
I'm expecting Carmelo Anthony, honestly, to probably do something similar along once his contract's up. Because it's like, damn it, once you make 130 plus, I mean, how many fucking millions can you really make?
You can get years.
To the point where you're like, more winning is more important on the plate right now.
Mm-hmm. Listening to the Brothers Layman Sports. Happy hour with my daddy and Uncle Jonathan.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers!
We know Jonathan loves that.
And we said it was coming. You know, we wanted to get all the fun stuff out the way before we get to our awards for the week. We got to delve into this because, you know, when it hits the sports world and all that, we got to talk about it.
Yeah.
So last week, if you heard, we said that we didn't think the 2-game suspensions for Ray Rice was enough.
Not
we
at all.
We thought he should have at least got 4.
At the very least. I know some people are like 8. No, so you should have got half the season. And that would have been fine, too.
You're right.
But at bare minimum for me, 4. I should have been the bare minimum. At least a quarter of the season.
Because he didn't go to jail.
No. It was a first-time offender. Right. He and his wife admitted fault.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like one was like, I did this, and, you know, it wasn't he said, she said. It was like, okay, this is what happened. We're both agreeing on it. We both fucked up. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not defending Ray Rice at all. I did not defend Ray Rice. I said there is no way in hell you should put your hands on a woman. Just based on physics alone. We went into the whole spiel. That.
And he said, you know, I liked how, you know, get Ray Rice on it real quick. I heard some of his, you know, speaking to the media and taking questions. He owned it. He owned it. He didn't blame his wife at all. He said, it's nobody's fault. It's all my fault. I should have known better. I know better. You know, I wasn't raised to be that person, you know, and I'm getting help. We going to counseling and, you know, I have a daughter and at some point she's going to figure out Google and she's going to see this. And I have to explain to my daughter why I hit your mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is basically saying this is like the worst thing that's happened to him in his life. Yeah. This is not I can just, you know, it's going to be over and that's it. This is an ongoing thing. He's going to have to deal with it. And as long as he's with her, you know, they know. They the ones who know what went down. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, and they got to live with both of their actions. And, you know, like we said, should have been 4+. But I'm glad he owned up to it. And I'm glad he's getting help. And, you know, that's all you can have. Like, all right, I'm glad.
What are you going to do to fix it?
Right. Are you going to learn from it? Mm-hmm. Are you going to do it again? No, you learned your lesson. It's a mistake. Okay. You know, just do better. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he figures it out and there's no more drama and he,
exactly,
you know, plays well on the football field and scores more than 4 touchdowns a season, you know, all of that. So
I'm sure everybody and their mama heard by now,
you know, Stephen A. Smith
comments.
Got suspended.
He was suspended for a week by ESPN. I'm sure by now most people have seen the apology he did.
Mm-hmm.
That was pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make that clear. And let me just say, I mean, I saw it live when it aired initially that Friday. And to be fair, because I knew what Stephen A. Smith was implying and what he meant by using the term provoke, I didn't take it as hard as everybody else did because I knew exactly what he was saying. Now, let me just read this real quick. Provoke. Let me make sure we get the definition clear for everybody listening. Provoke. It means to stimulate or rise to, in parentheses, a reaction or emotion, typically a strong or unwelcome one, and in close parentheses, in someone. You know, or, you know, to kind of, you know, rile somebody up. Or it can also be used, you know, in a good fashion, as in, you know, a teacher can provoke you to do, you know, better work and work harder, mm-hmm. and things like that. So there is different interpretations on the word provoke. What I gauged when Stephen A. Smith was using the word provoke is he is saying for women that, let me make this clear, I am in no way, shape, or form, because I don't want people going off on me.
Disclaimer,
I am in no way, shape, or form defending Ray Rice for what he did.
Have you listened to shows we've done before, please know this. Disclaimer.
Yes.
The Brothers Layman both agree that a man hitting a woman
is foul.
You know,
and I hope anybody, any woman in my family knows if some dude touches them, he getting his ass whooped by me.
I need to know and by some other members
of the family. Right. So
I need to know what went down.
But when it comes to domestic violence and things of that nature, for me, any situation, there's an equation that goes to it. There's not just we just skipped ahead and we're automatically at domestic violence. Something plus something else led to this. So there's always a two-way street. And I know most of the time when we see domestic violence, it's normally, you know, the man, you know, abusing the woman.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen that instance. I have also seen the opposite, where the woman is abusing the man. And it's not even physically, but verbal abuse, mental abuse. I've seen that from my own two eyes myself. So I just don't want women to think that it's strictly one way. It goes both ways. Men and women can be abusive towards one another. Men, of course, we should walk away. I mean, that's not even a question mark. If you're upset to the point where, and with anybody, in all honesty, it doesn't even have to be your spouse or your significant other. If you're pissed off at your friend at school, if you're pissed off at your mom, if you're pissed off at, you know, the bus driver, walk away from the situation. You know, take a step back, cool out, you know, and then come back and address the situation. You know, but we're a very sensitive nation. Mm-hmm. Minute he said provoke and didn't give a clear-cut definition of what he meant, everybody was up in arms. And I'm here to tell you that when it comes to provoke, when a guy is upset and a woman is constant and is berating him, let's say an argument is sparked. It's almost like a fire. Let's just say the argument is sparked. There's the flame that is ignited. A guy, you know, did something wrong. The woman is going off on him about it. And he says, okay, you know, I screwed up. I apologize. I'm sorry. Don't act like women that you have not seen a situation where woman will not leave a situation alone. I have seen it myself where there have been instances of guys trying to leave the situation alone. I thought it was squashed. And the woman will constantly berate him in his ear and his face, you know, constantly just getting on him. I've seen instances where guys are trying to walk away and the woman won't let him leave. They're still following him. He's like, dude, leave me alone. Following him. Dude, what the hell? And at some point, it's like, what do I have to do for you to back off?
Mm-hmm.
And there comes a point where if you see someone leaving the situation, may it be male or female, at that point, that should give you the inclination, okay, you know, he's done with it. They're trying to leave the situation. Make them go. But, you know, when you follow them and, you know, are still getting in their face and still doing this and still doing that, going both ways. As a guy, if your woman's trying to leave and you grab her by the arm, you ain't going nowhere. Do not be shocked if she turns around and cold cocks you and slaps you in the face.
Yeah,
don't be shocked by it. And don't be, I can't believe she hit me. She had right to. Right. She was trying to leave the situation. You were impeding that. She had to retaliate to protect herself and defend herself.
She's asking you to
Not saying a guy should do the same situation. He should not do the same in a similar situation. Let's say a guy's leaving, a woman grabs him. I'm not expecting a guy to turn around and punch a woman in the face. No, you shouldn't do that. That's the dumbest thing you can do. What you need to do is say, look, let me go. I'm trying to leave. If I need to call the police or call the neighbors or whatever it may be, so be it. But I'm leaving. I'm done. And you leave. And I'm sorry. But like I said, men are physically stronger than women. You can leave. If a woman has grabbed you, I'm not saying you have to physically grab her and throw her 50 miles. But a little shrug to like kind of get her off of you is not no harm done. Get off of me. Let go of me. Pull your arm away. I'm not doing anything to her. I'm trying to get off of her. And get away from her. So for me, that's to me is what Stephen A. was kind of leading to when it comes to provoke. When a guy, when women see a guy is pushed to that limit, leave him there. Don't keep berating him. Don't keep punching him while he's down. Because a lot of times it's because a guy is so down on himself. Like, honestly, guys take things hard. Guys don't want to admit it. But when they're in the wrong and their woman comes down on them hard about it, they take it tough.
Mm-hmm.
They take it really hard. And when you constantly are chirping in their ear about it, that sadness and that down, that feeling you know, down about it, it starts to turn to anger. It starts to become, you know, annoyance. You're starting to become irritated because they won't leave it alone. I'm trying to collect my thoughts, whatever the situation may be. But we have to learn as a society, it's not okay on either case. And for the record, I'm going to let Chris say his piece. But for Michelle Beadle, a lot of the stuff she said, honestly, was inappropriate in her own right. To sit here and say, oh, I feel like I'm dirty and all that, that was unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Are you fucking kidding me? I know you've been a victim, but to say that, that was unnecessary. And to sit here and say, oh, I didn't realize I could be provoke an ass beating. That's an ignorant and naive statement then. I'm just going to say that to just put that out there. That makes you naive and that makes you ignorant. Think you can't provoke an ass beating. In general, if I'm fucking with a kid, prime example, I was in the seventh grade in homeroom. There's a kid behind me in homeroom flicking my ears. I told him to stop several times. Do you know what I did after the third time? I turned around and smacked him in the fucking face. I said, knock the shit off. So, I mean, there gets to a point where you, if somebody says, I'm done, leave me alone, leave it alone because it's going to escalate regardless of what the situation is. It could be as little as you just telling a lie. What happens when you tell a lie? You got to tell a lie to cover up that lie. You got to tell another lie to cover up those lies. And it keeps building, building and building. Then once the truth hits, shit hits the fan and eruption happens. It can happen in any situation. So we got to understand it goes both ways. We want to be equal. Men want to be equal. Women want to be equal to men and all this stuff. It's got to go both ways then. There can't be, you know, real talk, men got the short end of the stick when it comes to domestic abuse. Because we're all the stronger. Well,
nine
genders.
Times out of ten, it's going to be our fault.
I mean, we fuck up. We do dumb things. We react when we think. We react before we think a lot of the times. So, I mean, it goes both ways.
That's part of
it. It goes both ways. So, don't sit here and act like, you know, it only happens to women. It happens to men, too. So, let's just keep it real and just, you know, leave it for what it is. So, what happened was, you know, it was a tragedy, and it's unfortunate that Stephen A. got kicked off, and he will not be looked at in the same light as he was pre his words.
Yep.
People are not going to look at him the same. He's a woman hater now, and he's for domestic abuse, even though he said 30,000 times that he is not for domestic violence. Even, you know, because people pick and choose what words they want to hear. Everybody heard the word provoke. Oh, that's the only thing he said was provoke.
Yeah,
that's it. He didn't say anything else but provoke.
Yeah, the thing
floor is yours.
It has to be. Thank you. Now you were saying it. It has to be equal. I think this is not the old days. It's just shout out to all the lady shows. I hope I know Brown Girl Hour gonna do it. Whiskey Wine and Moonshine, can you please talk about it? The Black Astronaut Ladies Lounge. Please tell me what it is about being able now, have the ability to wear the crown of a king. You have that ability. I'm not saying it happens all the time, but you have made it to a point in this world, in America, mm-hmm. where I can now be the king. I can now be president.
Yes. A woman can be president. Yes.
I mean, yes. I mean,
damn it, we were close to seeing it happen.
I mean, see, and it's going, we know
it's
going
to happen in the future.
It's
going to happen.
I mean, this is that we can do that.
We got a black president.
But now you won't.
It is.
You know, like, okay, if you want to wear the king crown, who's wearing the queen? You know, your significant other, because you're going to want one. Are you going to look at him differently like that? This shift has happened, and this is probably a topic for the break and all that, but I just have to throw this in here for the listener. It feels like with the way this thing went down with Stephen A. Smith, that you're empowered and now I can be equal as you, but you're still supposed to treat me different. And I'm like, how does that work? Like, on both ends. Like, okay, now you step up and be the leader. But what am I? I'm not the leader. There is no... A woman, yes, you can step up. A man stepping down, that seems like as a weak thing to do.
It makes him weak.
We don't know. Mm-hmm. And maybe this... A lot of women, because they're having to raise men on their own and have dealt with boo-boo men in the past, just making... They men real bitch like. to the point where, you know, hitting a woman is just like, okay, you know, I got mad at her, so I smacked her. And yeah. I guess, you know, just cut what? You know, she burned my food. She said something I didn't like. I mean, like, you know, we've all said it on here. And John said, well, like, hitting is wrong, period.
Yep.
You know, I tell my son not to hit. You know, when he was a baby and even when he was, you know, hitting his mommy or his grandmother, I'm just like, no, dude, you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You do not. And just with an emphasis like, no, mm-hmm. we do not do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but all these people making up shit. Yes. And when it comes to defending yourself in a life or death situation, so my son gonna know karate, not to be a fucking bully.
Yes.
How all these people, but to be like, when it comes time and you have to defend yourself.
And I,
then when you have to defend yourself, however you got to get out, get out. It doesn't matter. If your life is at stake, I don't care who the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Do what you got to
do. And that told Chris, that's the only scenario I could see myself hitting a woman.
Yes, if a chick got a damn bazooka at your head,
if she got a gun to my head or she's holding a knife to my throat, I'm sorry, ladies. Yeah. I'm hitting you in the face.
Yes, yes.
I'm hitting you in the face.
And
that's probably the only two occasions I'll do it. But damn it, if my life is on the line, I'm going to hit you.
Yeah, if those questions are dumb because it's like, dude, if I'm a man, I'm like, you stupid. And I bet you if it was a chick, she'd be like, you stupid too.
Yeah.
Like, yes, if your life is threatened, if somebody got 80 knives, if you got Black Widow about to kick your ass, like, do I hit her? No, stupid, you don't. You just die. Okay, come on. Yes. Yes, you have to have common sense in every damn situation.
Exactly. And that's what it
every
boils
situation
down to.
Like, oh, a man hit a woman, it's just wrong and there's no recourse.
You have to have common sense. Now,
and folk who didn't watch the video, which I didn't see the full video at first, I would listen to it. I just heard Stephen A part. I didn't get to hear Skip Bayless say, I don't really give a fuck what she did. He shouldn't have hit her. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen A. Smith went from that and was like, I do care.
Yeah.
And but that part's not in there. It doesn't say like, look, I do care her involved. I didn't say he wasn't wrong, mm-hmm. but it's kind of like, why can't I know
the whole story?
Yeah, why can't I ask both parties?
And it goes to that old saying, there's two sides to every story. He just wants to know both.
I want
to
know what happened.
He wants to know both.
I want to know what happened.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
If a woman beat the shit out of a dude, I would want to know both sides. Please tell me how you beat the shit out of this guy, because I got to know.
Right.
And I want to hear his story. Please tell me how you got your ass whooped by a woman. Please tell me. Yeah. I want to know.
Like that Rihanna. I just want
to
know.
I wanted to know both sides.
The outcome, yes.
Was horrible. I have never supported Chris Brown. I've never liked Chris Brown from jump.
What happened?
And after that, I really didn't care for the nigga. But at this point, I wanted to know on his end what she did to make him do that to her.
Yeah, like,
did he just go, fuck it, I'm just going to beat the shit out of her.
Did he just do that?
If that's the case, he's the biggest dirtbag in history. Yeah. He's a fucking loser, and I hate him for that.
Yeah, did he do the, wasn't it D-Ray Davis?
But if she, like, smacked him through some water in his face, punched him in the face, and he's driving, and he was, like, went off on her, no, he's not. I'm not defending him for that. He's still a dumbass and a jackass for doing that shit. But she pushed the situation further than it should have gone if that was the case. But I don't know the case. And this is why when it comes to situations, I like hearing both sides of the story.
I just need to know. I just think that in this day and age, women have become more upfront. There's been a lot more girl fights.
Yeah.
A lot more, like, girl fights.
I see them on the news all the time. So.
Girl star hip-hop.
Yep.
I have a son, like I said, I tell him, don't hit a girl. You mm-hmm. know, hitting is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a daughter, which I might have, I don't know yet, I'm going to tell her, hey, hitting is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hit him. You don't hit her. You know, you hit mommy, I'm telling you the same way. Hey, we don't hit people either. You know, because when my son, I'm telling him, if somebody keeps hitting you, you got to hit him back. You know, I would already tell him to try not to, but if he's like, she kept hitting me, I'm like, you know, and like, I mean, seriously, would you tell your son, ladies, if you found out a girl was like hitting him? Like,
let's say he's in elementary school, girl's bullying him.
What do you say to do? Like, oh, he not don't hit her back. And
she's
like,
punching
she
me in
me.
The face. He comes on with a black eye. Yeah, and a girl did it to him.
And if you
see what do you say?
Right. If you're telling him when the guy hits him to protect himself.
And let's
himself,
say he already said, I told the principal. I already told my teachers. And I'm still getting beat up.
Then some, you know, then you got to.
At some point, if you don't tell him, your son's going to defend himself and he's going to punch her in the face.
Yeah, it's part of bullying.
It is
part of bullying. If you're being a bully with that or that bullying attitude, you should expect you. How can you not think that somebody's going to come back? Like, you're bullying them because you know they won't do anything.
Exactly.
You know, you come at them, men and women, because you feel like men can be like, well, she ain't going to do it. I'm stronger than her. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. You know, ancestor and bullshit.
Matter. It does matter.
You know, all of that matters. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't hit, period.
No.
Either way, men ain't hitting women or men. Women ain't hitting men or women. Try to avoid the situation. Just because that's some shit. If you see some shit going down, you know, you need to leave. It's okay. You ain't got to take the joyride to ride on some niggas. You may be like, I don't want to kill. Yep. The dude's like, you need to kill this dude. I don't want to kill.
I don't
want to
kill anybody.
I don't want to do that. You had the right to say, like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, let me pull. I don't. That's not comfortable for me.
Peer pressure is a real thing, but you can always say no.
You don't have to choose the weight of just being argument and all of that. So just pulling the back quickly so I can wrap up with this. You know, I didn't like the apology. Basically, I understood what he said, but the first time I heard it, my first question right after that was, can he please explain to me what he means by
provoke?
That's all I asked. I was like, I understand what he might be saying, but I want him to be clear because this is something that, like, are you just saying, somebody will ask you, are you just saying all she got to do is talk? You don't know. You left it open. They took it. Yeah, Michelle Beadle, I mean, I respect her. She seems like she's a good journalist or, you know, personality for ESPN. She does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, like, yeah, is it that like that?
Yeah, it was
you could have just been
like
you know
harsh.
What? I don't agree with Stephen A. Smith. There are things, and, you know, go back to your argument, but not like I feel dirty like he said something wrong to me.
Yeah, or go and, talk to him personally, one-on-one. Y'all work for the same damn network.
You know, and this is on, you know. This is how we talk on this network, and I'm going to be real and just bring it up real quick. I think it made a huge difference, the fact that it was a white female that said that and that sparked it. I think that was part of it. It may not have been all of it, but I do think it was part of it because this white woman said, I feel threatened by this black man. You know, okay, now we got a problem. Because I didn't think he was going to get, you know, when he came was on, I was like, okay, well, he just on. Because we know what First Take all about.
Mm-hmm.
We watch it. To me, it's just entertainment.
Yeah.
They're not talking serious. I mean, it's just saying, like, the shit way to the left or way to the right. You're like, really?
And they say the same thing 25 times. Mm-hmm. They go over the same five topics.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like people like, well, this is what the topic is, so every day we're going to talk about it.
They go over what everybody wants to hear.
I mean, let's be honest. You know what we're talking about the next 2 months?
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, LeBron James.
Dallas Cowboys.
And LeBron James. Whatever. What's going on in Cleveland? LeBron.
Yeah, that's it.
We get it. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll do football, but it's, you know, okay. What's up with this player? What's up with Johnny Manziel?
Yep.
You know, we already heard them stuff of like, uh-oh, Johnny Manziel had a good practice. Yep. Is he going to run with the first team? I'm like,
as far
slow
as I know,
down.
His they scrimmaged today and he was crappy. So Brian Hoyer looked pretty good, and Johnny Manziel, from what I heard, all he did was scramble for the most part. So.
But you know, that's how they do. Mm-hmm. I didn't like her comments. When I saw Carrie Champion's theme first, I didn't think she should have been on it at all. I didn't like the whole way they did the pod. He should have just done it live, right on the show, panned to him in the seat for the show with the lights on, show him, go to the intro, and then bring it back. They discuss it for 5 minutes, move on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when she was on it, she said she, you know, all I heard was provoke. And I was kind of like, well, part of me at the start was like, how come you didn't step in and say something then?
As the mediator.
You know, you have the right. You get to speak. They let you speak.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't just on there to be like, I'm just cute and I'm just here. They let her speak.
Because
whenever it's a Laker talk, she'd be on there like, oh, my team ain't repping. Mm-hmm. You know, you could have, Carrie Campion could have at least said,
what do you mean by provoke?
Stephen, I just want to make sure, you know.
For the listeners and everybody knows what you mean. What do you mean by provoke?
Or her saying, like, I know what you meant. You should have been like, hey, Stephen A. Smith, you know what? I know what you meant. But can you clarify real?
Mm-hmm.
He'd have been like, good look. Appreciate that.
Thanks
for that assist.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
You kind of, you know, why you let him fall?
In the case where we got to look out for each
other. If I want to read everything else, it's like, did you just not? You had an opportunity to kind of save him a little bit, but, you know, you
could have threw me a parachute,
you know, but
It's all good, though.
Whatever.
It's
he owned good. It. Whatever. Yeah, he did. All of that we can talk about on a break. But, yeah, I didn't like that thing either. And all of that is wrapped up to say, if you are in danger, protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I mean,
everybody's got their own opinion.
Don't hit somebody, men or women of the same sex or opposite sex. Just know that 2014, and not 1870, yeah. 2014, if you try to strike somebody, whoever it is, there is a possibility that that person may retaliate the same way or more. I mean, come on. You live in America, right?
Thank you.
What do you think? This is what America does. Oh, you done? You smacked me? Okay, I'm about to just body slam you.
I'm going to A-bomb your ass.
Yeah, I mean, come on. This is what we... Oh.
I'm just saying it happens.
Right. You know, this is how it does. But, you know, we're going to take a quick break. Come right back. Listen to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
The Butter Slamming Sports Happy Hour. I know we got all deep on y'all. Mm-hmm. If y'all want to chime in, speak on it before.
Yeah, please let us know.
TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrothersLayman. Hotline, 323-455-4219. We talk about everything on this show. If we get deep, we get deep. I mean, I know some people don't like it in their sports, but, you know, we bring it in there when it's necessary.
Yeah.
But right now, it's time for handing out the awards for the week.
Noise, noise, noise.
All right. The Noise Award.
Yes, sir.
Noise. Who gets your Noise Award?
My Noise Award is actually going to go to some of these cats in the MLB. Not too long ago, there was an instance where Fernando Rodney from the Seattle Mariners was in the eighth inning, got the third out, did a little bow and arrow trick against the Angels, and up one run, Mr. Mike Trout smacked one and drove in the tying run, and Albert Pujols was on second and gave him a little bow and arrow right back at you. And then I get, you know, these guys that are hitting home runs and flipping the bats and stuff. You know what? A lot of people are turned off, and I heard a lot of people who are like, oh, I don't like that they're showing up or, you know, getting flashy and all this. Look, I know baseball is an old school game, but this is why the fuck y'all are lagging. Some people might say y'all are fourth behind hockey.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, this is why some y'all are lagging. It's because you don't have any flair to your game. Why do you think Yasiel Puig was such a damn huge attraction? Because he had this quote-unquote bad boy image about him. That he's not this just, you know, Joe Schmo, I do everything the right way. I'm, you know, PR this and PC this and everything is this. No. He does what he does. He acts a fool. He does things to piss you off. Does he do things that cause his team, you know, sometimes in the game? Yes. But you know what? It's those same things that draw you to him. It's those same things that attract you to want to watch a little bit more because, damn, he may fuck up. Or, damn, he may do something spectacular. I don't know. You know, but it's those kind of things. I like seeing players taunt each other in the MLB. They do it in the major leagues. They do it in the NFL. Why can't they do it in the MLB? And I know they do it in hockey because they fight. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, why can't we talk a little smack? We have to be like golf and be quiet and just sit back. And
that's
just
why golf is lagging too.
I'm just saying, like, when golf was hot, you had, I'm not trying to say it's related to race, but you had a black dude who showed a little emotion on the golf course. Who was like, you know, he had the little elbow and like, yes, people loved it and mimicked it all the time. Oh, that's new and flashy. Yes, I want to see cats do that. I would love to see a dude hit a putt, make like an eagle or something, and like moonwalk on the green. I would love to see some shit. I'm just saying, just show me a little pizzazz. Mm-hmm. I want to see stuff
like
that.
Karate kick. You know what I'm saying? Something
karate chop.
something. I won the Masters.
You sold me, so I want to see some. Yeah. I love to see the emotion. Everything doesn't have to be all PC all the damn time. This is what I mean. Yeah. We're so damn sensitive because if somebody does something, it's going to offend this person. Well, like, damn, nobody can celebrate.
If you didn't like all that, then, you know, if they was honest, then you wouldn't have a home run derby.
Yeah.
You like the home run a little, like, now what?
You know what I'm saying?
What you
little,
got?
Little pub. I mean, that,
shit, you want your players to be the best they can be.
Look at Chris Berman. You like Chris Berman because he's a little different. He throws the little schwami and all this other stuff. You like that stuff. It's the same with Stuart Scott. All these guys, you like a little pizzazz. You like a little things that are different. It draws, yeah. So that my Norse Award goes to these baseball players who are trying to add a little more flair and pizzazz to the game of baseball. Good, because it needs it.
Yeah, it does.
Damn.
I do.
Thank you.
All right, for my Norse Award, I actually got two. One goes to the D.C. attorney, Michelle Roberts. She was voted the new executive director of the National Basketball Players Association.
Congratulations.
First woman to head up Major North American Sports Union.
African-American woman as well. Good deal.
You know, they seem to be pretty impressed with her presentation. She does, you know, has a legal background. And I think they said the way that she presented her argument showed that she was forward thinking, and they felt like she would do a good job for them. And just, you know, she talked to the players, and they were very impressed. You know, I've heard complaints that she doesn't really have any experience within the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I heard a lot of their candidates were like that too.
You have a lot of GMs now who are working for teams who were like lawyers and things like that, who really had no affiliation. So, I mean, you know, you don't necessarily, she can train, she can learn, and you know.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, it's a woman breaking barriers. See,
I mean, this shows the NBA is open-minded, and this is why they're kind of neck and neck with the NFL. Because they're global, because they're always looking to change and improve and find different aspects.
You know, but they're, you know, they seem to be more open. We know football, we're still trying to get y'all in.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they're going to make the, you know, I'm going to be honest, make that little cancer joint just mad popping because it's like y'all done pissed off women. So, you know, when I heard it was like almost half day fans is female, I'm like, that wasn't. Yeah. Ain't y'all about that business? Yeah. Like,
it's a funny thing.
Wouldn't you have punished him more because it was a business?
A lot of people think it's men, but no. Yeah, women make up the majority of the fan base. So, you might not want to piss off your number one fan base.
That's seriously. Or a damn large percentage. I mean, shit. Shout out to her. And shout out to the Players Association. They had to get. I was like, well, y'all hurry up. You got 2 years before. You guys can try to, you know, fight again for your for some money.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you need to hire somebody soon.
Yeah,
get it together. So I'm glad they did that. And in some good news, we know it's not final, but
that's why I can't celebrate.
The Noyce Award goes to the judge who rules in favor of Shelly Sterling, so she can proceed with the sale of the Clippers. Thank you, sir.
Thank God.
You know, and he said, "What even doesn't even matter. Donald Sterling can't delay the state." Going forward while he's trying to appeal.
So he can sue till the cows come home, man. They can sell that damn team no matter what.
I'm just like,
yes.
I just need to know, do you need his signature to sign off on that? If that's a yes, I'm like, okay, let's tack on a few more months. But if you're like, no, I can just sign off on it. I don't need his signature. I don't need an authorization. An
authorized signature from him
for anything.
If I know that,
I'm like, oh, good.
If this is considered a joint partnership and I can entitled to the same rights, shit, I'm signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm closing this.
Give me
shit.
That, man.
Give me them $2 billion.
Here, Negro. Here's,
that two
here's
billion.
Here's your billion, nigga. Sit over there and stay grumpy and mad. You lost. Okay, man. You know what? I'm sorry you lost a team. Here's $1 billion. Shut the fuck up.
Well, like we said on the last episode, the judge is the only one who could have did this. And thank God they did it. It came quicker than I thought.
Yeah, so they trying. So maybe there's a chance that he will not be officially the owner.
Come regular season.
Yeah, come regular season. Hopefully, maybe it'll be a nice Christmas present for them. But, you know, if... Hopefully by the end of the season, he's gone. I would say that as long as he's gone by the end of the season, officially, cool.
Yeah.
I don't expect this year, but going into, you know, when it's playoff time.
He got to be gone by the regular season start. Relax.
If they go into the playoffs knowing like we got a whole new regime coming, that they backing us and we about to win, that might just be that push the Clippers need to possibly win the championship or get beat by my San Antonio Spurs again. I don't know. But we'll see how that goes down. All right. What is your what the fuck moment?
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No. 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 Fuck that.
My what the fuck moment is going to blow some people's minds. All right. My what the fuck moment is going to the NFL. They just can't help themselves and get black marks. The Jimmy Graham rule went into a full effect today. Today, you ask, how the hell did it go into effect today? Because the New Orleans Saints were scrimmaging. Luke McCown threw a touchdown pass to Jimmy Graham, and what did he do? He slam dunked it. And then what happened? Flag. Nigga, are you serious? Flag on a scrimmage. So apparently the NFL is very serious about this no dunking rule. The no fun league, as people like to call them, is truly, truly trying to take the fun. What? This is exactly what I was just saying about the pizzazz and the flair. Good freaking Lord. You have basketball players who are coming into the NFL, and I can't do a traditional basketball move. What sense does that even make?
I will say this. The only way I could be okay with them really being like having an issue with it is if they allow them to do other stuff. It wasn't like, hey, yeah, that you can't do. You can't dunk the ball, but if you want to do some kind of
like if
whatever.
You can do a layup or something.
Yeah. If you want to just throw it over the joint.
Or shoot it or yeah, something.
Or, you know, but you cannot. You cannot
you can't
jump
grab
on
grab it
and you know on the
can't grab the goal post. The goal post.
No, but if you want to throw something in it, if you still want to do some other kind of move for like 5 seconds, you want to slam the damn ball on the ground. Didn't they outlaw that?
I think
you
can still, so.
You can't slam. You can't throw it on the ball.
I don't think you can spike the ball. Like
are
that
you
anymore.
Serious?
I don't know. If somebody out there knows, hit us up.
Yeah,
and
I
let
hope
us
it's
know.
Not. But if they do, I'll be like, you know what. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, and apparently Jimmy Graham was not available for comment. I'm sure he was like, it's bullshit.
Oh, it's Jimmy Graham. Okay.
Whatever. Sure, whatever.
He needed to just start shooting. He needed to just be like, fade away. If I was him, I'd just start doing it. I'd just be like, all right, I'm going to just start shooting jumpers on this joint then.
Because I'm like.
I'm going to skyhook it. I'm going to just come out and be like, skyhook.
Because I'm just. I'm
yeah,
like,
I said it. So if you see a football player do that this year, you know where they heard it.
I'm like, so damn, I can't even do it in practice, huh? All right.
I'm telling you right now.
Okay, so, I mean, for the NFL, I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, Roger Goodell, you suspend Ray Rice for 2 games for striking his wife, but yet you're emphasizing this fucking Jimmy Graham rule about not dunking a damn football on a goalpost.
In the preseason.
Not even the preseason, in a scrimmage. Where's your head, nigga? Get it right. Come on. Your mind needs to be focused on the task at hand. Getting these suspensions correctly because PR wise, you're looking shitty right now. You got a lot of people who are kind of, does he need to go? Is it time? Has he gotten that software? It's like, we need a new voice because nigga over here ain't doing it right.
No, he gonna have to figure it out.
He gonna have to answer some questions.
He definitely gonna have to figure it out. My what the fuck moment. I don't have one in particular, but I know since we've been talking about this Stephen A. Smith stuff all week, and it's been going on. It's been talked about on the break. It's just these people who just come on the internet and just throw their junk out there like, oh, how I'm feeling, and I would tell him to his face and stuff like, come on. Everybody big on social media. Maybe that's because I'm not a big social media dude. I do Twitter and that's it.
You know, yeah, I'm just everybody still talks like, a lot of smack on that.
Even
Twitter
when I'm on Twitter, if I sometimes I don't just immediately put on what I feel. I mean, maybe that's why we don't have a shitload of followers because I don't talk to them. And I get that because I
not,
follow people who
we're
talk
not drumified.
Yeah, and there's people who are on it all day, and I follow
and that's
a lot
all
of them.
They do
right. And I follow them and I read their stuff. And you know, I don't think I don't have the time to do that. You know, when I have
I'm
when
sorry,
I'm feeling
I
some
have
kind
a
of
job.
Way, well, it's when I feel some kind of way I'll speak on it. But I mean, these people that the people that specifically those folks, I you know, hey. I'm on Twitter. I know how I work, but I love all my followers and who I'm following. So the people that just come on here acting all bullying and on the internet like they big to do and about to do something, I am really tired of y'all. Just everything is blown out of proportion. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, this PC, that. Ooh, he said what? Like, get the full information. We freaking out over every damn thing. I mean, it's like we're sensitive to everything.
Yep. Nobody can have an opinion anymore.
No,
it's
man.
It's going to get to the point opinions are going to be outlawed.
Yep, and now we're trying to impeach the president. Like, okay, oh, so now that you got Bill Clinton, now every time you don't like a president, let's kick him out.
Yep.
Oh, he's sitting there for 8 years? All right, we about to get him for six. And just get him out. Like, oh, man, come on. It's okay to have a difference of opinion. Damn. Let us have some balance. Let us have some all of that, man. Y'all killing me to death, acting all dramatic. Please stop. We want to have a separate talk about it. Let's talk about it in full. Let's talk about everything in full. Some things that shouldn't happen do happen.
Yep.
Police shouldn't be choking people out when they, you know, supposedly trying to cuff them. They shouldn't, but it happens. Yep. I seen it on video. Yep. It happened before that. Mm-hmm. Yes, people shouldn't be. Bad crap shouldn't be happening to good people, but guess what? It does.
Yeah, just like you got cats at freaking Dodger Stadium getting stabbed and all that stuff.
You know, like the dude, you know.
Are you kidding me?
Like the guy who was, you know, with the whole shit went down with the Giants player.
Yeah.
With other Giants fan and all that. I'm like, so now we can't have nobody, you have to wear only Dodger caps.
Yep.
At the stadium. You can't wear.
You can't be a fan like, of damn, another team like, at another
come
stadium.
Come on, man. Nope. Like. We got to be you have to have
control.
I don't
like going to games anymore. You know, you can't even root for your own team.
Be your own man. Let people just bring it. That makes it fun.
Yeah.
You know, everything ain't got to be one way. Let's not be sensitive. Let's have a good-ass time. Mm-hmm. Man, we on here, and I want to talk about sports, and we're going to continue to talk about sports always because I have fun talking about it. You know, but this deep stuff come on. Sometimes I feel like I got to speak on it, and I do. And
sports is a place where we can all voice our own opinions. That's the beauty of sports is that everybody doesn't have to have the same thought process. They don't have to have the same opinion about a particular player or a particular team. You can like player A and not so much player B for certain reasons and vice versa. That's what makes sports so great. You don't have to like the major sports. There's smaller sports that people like better.
Mm-hmm.
You got your NASCARs, water polos, lacrosse. There's so much out there, and there's so much variety. That's what makes sports great.
Yes. Respect everybody differently.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Let's all have a good time. And, you know, stop freaking out over everything, tripping off some bullshit. Stop letting them feed you the bullshit. Let's do this. Have some fun. I'm ready. You know, check us out next week. We are still going to be breaking down the NFL right now, getting ready for that. We all about the sports here. If y'all do want to check out some deep stuff, and you want to ask some questions about some heavy stuff in more detail, check out The Break on blackisonline.com. Also in the Brown Girl Hour. They get deep on there. You know, most of the time we talking sports and having fun. So thank you once again for tuning in to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are brought to you by the Black Is Network. Check us out on blackisonline.com. Check out all the other shows that are on there. Of course, I mentioned a few times, The Break, hosted by Casey Layman. The Brown Girl Hour with Casey and T. The Jam, hosted by Merc 80. Coach Connection with Brother Malcolm. Turn My Headphones Up. Where I give you that good music, man. We give you a flavor of every kind here on Black Is Online. You can also listen to us and those shows on Stitcher and iTunes Radio and The Black Is. Y'all want to hit us up directly. Y'all want to give us some feedback, some comments. You want to disagree with us? You want to agree with us? I don't care. Holler at us and let us know what y'all think. The email at brotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter at brotherslayman. The hotmail 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in with us. For the long-time listeners, we definitely want to thank y'all for keeping in touch with us. For the new-time first-timers, thank you for joining us today, and hope you enjoyed it. And go ahead and spread the word. Tell all your friends, your compadres, your loved ones, your mamas, your daddies, your sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews, your homeboys, your homegirls, your girlfriends, boyfriends, husbands, wives. Go ahead and tell your dogs, your cats. Your blue jays, your roosters, your chickens, your goats, your geese, your ducks.
Hey, since we doing, it's funny. Since we doing
your
football,
Falcons,
yeah. Tell your Panthers, your Saints, your Buccaneers,
Falcons.
Yep. What else we got?
Tell your Colts,
your Titans, your Jaguars,
your Texans. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour where it goes down. And we have been your gracious hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
All right, one, two, just feel it. One more time. This is for fucking Gerald right here. Yo, y'all can't do it like Tay do it. I can't stop, won't stop like a Ford Explorer without the brake fluid. Spinning out on five stones with the shake to it. Leaving all the passengers with scraped bruises. My rap style, niggas take to it. Me and Pooh sick of eating noodles. This year, we finna add a steak to it. And wild out with our hands in the air now. And smack these funny niggas giving us the stare down. And get up on these fly chicks with their hair down. Looking like the sweetest candy apples at the fairgrounds. And it's just the way we do this. So if you wanna hear some new shit, what you got to do, is get up. Come on, man. Get up. Come on, man. Get up. This is the get up. What you waiting on? Get up. See, get up. What you waiting on? Get up. Come on. This is the get up. My ladies and get up. My girls and get up. My ladies and get up. Come on. This is the get up. Get up. Come on, man. Get up. Come on.
They think they're better than I. Not on stage cause I'm a hell of a guy. Shit's fly when I kick lines. The most improved when I kick rhymes. Not in the prime but the end of my time. Staying sublime to the limelight. Y'all maggots haggard and don't rhyme right. From being exposed to light. Nocturnal cause you chose this life. You fucked up cause you chose the pipe. Warning the tracks that Pooh about to go yard. I'm a couple pass bonds when I face your squad. Verse Smith specialist. Nobody get the best of us. Pooh and Tay tag team like we wrestle us
and maintain under pressure, bruh. On and on and et cetera. Making sure the competition never get ahead of us. And it's so ill the way we do this.
So if you waiting for some new shit, what you got to do is
get up. Come on, get up. Come on, get up. This is the get up.
What you waiting on?
Get up. Get up. This is the get up.
Tell my ladies and
get up. And my girls and get up.
And my ladies and
get up.
Come on.
This is the get up. Get up.
Come on.
Get up.
Come on.
This is the get up. Get up. Get up.
This is the get up.
Get up. This is the get up.
Now it's something about
get up. Get up. This is the get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. This is the get up.
Cause you've been waiting all day to hear about your feeling last night. Cause you've been waiting all day to get about your feet and dance night.